Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Astamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Wednesday, 3rd of April, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news, we got sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates. And the newsmakers in person this evening. Why is meat being thrown away at the meat plant? Tinwell's being asked to condemn Israel and Hamas. A call to debate Manx Care's operational blueprint. Contaminated drugs warning to users. And senior civil servants' performance won't be published.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Christian Jones.
Fastamai, an MHK is calling on the Isle of Man to condemn the actions of both Israel and Hamas in the ongoing war. Russian member Dr. Michelle Hayward has put forward a Tinwald motion asking that members agree to call upon the international community to work towards a ceasefire. More than £7,000 has been spent on an investigation into the health minister's conduct. Laurie Hooper was accused of bullying committee members but was cleared of breaking the ministerial code last month. And this evening's FC Isle of Man match against Earlham in the NWCFL Premier Division has been called off due to a waterlogged pitch. It's expected to be rescheduled in due course, but it makes it the fourth time that particular game has been postponed. In international news and in the past few minutes, a UK parliamentary committee chair says all options are on the table to sanction ex-post office boss Paula Venables over potentially misleading Parliament about the Horizon IT scandal. Allegations have emerged she was told the system could be accessed remotely, something she told MPs wasn't possible. The bodies of three British aid workers killed in Gaza have been taken to Egypt. The charity convoy carrying John Chapman, James Kirby and James Henderson was hit by an Israeli airstrike. And seven people have been arrested after an animal rights activist got into an abattoir in protest against the treatment of pigs. Norfolk police say they were called to the facility early this morning. Those are the update news headlines. Next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Cara Meyer, thank you. Christian from the Ronaldsway Met Office. State of sea is slight or moderate. There's a decreasing strong moon morning out in the North Arrow Sea. And this evening, dry in a light northwesterly. More rain likely overnight and up to 5 degrees Celsius. For Thursday, Jordan, tomorrow wet start, then a dry day for the most part, light to moderate northeasterly, up to 11 Celsius. Evening rain on a fresh southeasterly, down to 9 through the night. For Jahenya, Friday, not bad, isolated showers and sunny intervals on a strong southerly and 12 degrees Celsius. Tides on the way back in. High water, 14 minutes to 8, sunset a minute to 8 o'clock. Low water, 22 minutes after 2 a.m. Sunrise at 18 minutes before 7 and high water at 9 minutes past 8. The matrix signs at Hilbury, Sulby, Bagarrow and Ramsey to the Mountain showing fog. We've got some delays at Ronaldsway and tomorrow morning's Manxman to Heysham is departing 45 minutes early.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Questions are being asked about why meat is being thrown away at the meat plant. It follows an apology from Isle of Man Meat regarding stock availability issues over Easter. The story with Tessa Hawley.
Just before the Easter weekend, a number of local butchers took to social media to flag up issues they said they were having obtaining supplies from the Isle of Man Meat plant. The Andreas Meat Company said it had to put the majority of its beef products on its website out of stock and said it wasn't known when normal supply would resume. Meanwhile, Peel-based Tate's Traditional Butchers said it would be unable to provide meat for dog food. The company was critical of what it called a lack of communication and leadership at the meat plant. Manx Radio approached government for comment. 4 days later, we received a statement from the managing director at the meat plant. She said there had recently been breakdowns of equipment at the facility, and due to that equipment being 30 years old, repairs were more challenging. This has resulted in a slower processing time during Easter. Easter, where demand is higher. This combination of factors has created some stock availability issues for which we can only apologise, she added. The statement concluded by saying, "We are trying to drive change within the business and are currently reviewing our engineering, stock management and sales to create a company fit for the future, and we will try to mitigate any impact of these changes on our stakeholders as far as possible." But it appears issues are continuing. Sean contacted Manx Radio's Man in Line today.
There was a load of meat skipped yesterday, and I know that for a fact, because as you know, I work in the industry. I don't know why it was put in a skip, but you've got the wildlife park, which needs feeding animals. You've got the MSPCA. People couldn't get dog food. So somebody needs to answer to this. Al Cannon knows about it.
Manx Radio has once again invited the Isle of Man government to respond.
An MHK is laying a motion for this month's Tynwald, asking that members add the Isle of Man's voice to the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and condemn the actions of both Israel and Hamas. Russian MHK Dr. Michelle Haywood told Lewis Foster of Manx Radio News why she wants the Isle of Man to call on the international community to work towards a ceasefire.
We know that there is suffering happening on a wide level. It's civilians that have been dragged into a conflict that is nothing to do with them. And we've seen various bodies, including the UN, warning about starvation situations in Gaza because aid just isn't getting through because of the controls on the border. And you can see this humanitarian situation escalating. I think you have to draw on, there's a philosopher called John Stuart Mill, who said that you couldn't pacify your conscience by the delusion that you were taking no part in something. And I think that's where we are now. We saw the demonstration outside of Tynwald last month as well. And I said to the protesters at the time, I hear you. And, you know, we have been sat, several of us have discussed this a number of times over the past couple of months, really, about what can we do. And all we have to do, all we have the power for, is to speak out. And that's what we're doing.
And why do you think the other members of Tynwald should agree to this?
Because I think it's actually the kind and compassionate thing to do is to recognise the suffering that's going on and to acknowledge it and not try and turn a blind eye and pretend that we can't do anything. And I think for those people, and there are some people who have left Gaza who live on the Isle of Man, and for those, I think just saying to them, we are with you and we recognise your pain and we recognise your suffering. And for the people of Israel as well, we recognise your pain and suffering. And I think acknowledging something doesn't... I know it's not going to change anything on the ground. I don't expect either government to listen to the Isle of Man, but I do want to reach out to those communities and say, we do see your pain and we do acknowledge what you're going through.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
A former health and social care minister has called for a debate on Manx Care's mandate from the government. North Douglas MHK David Ashford will ask Tynwald to discuss the document which sets out the operational blueprint for the health body.
I think there is some concerns and there's some concerns out there in the public as well about gaps in certain services. And I think it is important that there is that debate in Tynwald so that all members can participate, not just sharing concerns where they may have them, but also where they think things are going in the right direction. It's a chance to air that as well and actually give some constructive feedback on the mandate. It is important that all elected representatives have their say and the DHSC is given a steer for next year's mandate. I think the debate last year was very helpful. Some of the things that came up in debate last year have appeared in this year's mandate, and hopefully I think if we have a general debate again this year, DHSC will take that on board and hopefully put it into next year's mandate as well. It's effectively the strategic policy objectives that Manx Care need to meet for the year ahead. So it is an absolutely crucial policy. Also crucial, of course, is the actual delivery plan, which is due to come forward in the next couple of months as well, which is Manx Care's response to the mandate, saying how they will actually implement what's required of them in the mandate. And that is just as crucial document. But I think it is a debate that members need to have. I think it's a debate that should happen each year. Like I say, it doesn't require Tynwald approval. It's just a general debate. But it is important that the people's representatives have a chance to air their views on something so important.
Manx Utilities says initial results from its wind monitoring system are significantly better than anticipated. Data from the SODAR system have been released showing the average wind speed at the Irrestane site to be higher than estimated. Energy Transition Transition Programme Manager at Manx Utility is Lizzie Riley.
Firstly, in terms of energy output, wind speed is directly tied to the amount of energy you could produce from a wind turbine. And the higher the wind speed, the more energy that can be produced. But it's not a linear relationship, it's actually a cubic relationship, which means you produce significantly more power the higher the wind speed. It means we would expect to produce a lot more energy over a year than we'd previously anticipated. And in terms of the cost per unit for customer, that would mean for one turbine installed, it would produce a lot more power at the same capital cost, which ultimately means a lower unit price. We had two data sets that existed before this. The first data set is called the Nuable data set. That is a global resource that's available, and it's got 30 years worth of data feeding into it. And some of the Isle of Man Runnels Way data feeds into it, but it is modelled. And that told us that we should expect around 10.1 metres per second for the Eyre Stain site. We had some historic data that was measured 2 kilometres away from Eyre Stain that was measured in a previous survey at the Round Table. That was 9.2 metres per second. But what we're actually measuring with the SODAR device is at least 10.62 metres per second up to 13.37 metres per second at the very top of the SODAR field.
How much energy is now expected to be generated if the turbines were installed at the Eyre Stain site?
So that depends on the manufacturer and the design that we go for. There's currently two real options for the site, depending which option we go for. We could expect to generate between 100 and 150 gigawatt hours per year.
And how far does that go towards achieving the hopes of generating 20 megawatts of energy?
Significantly far into that. So we currently use 350 gigawatt hours per year on island. So it's at least a third of that.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Last of May, it's 18 minutes before six. Drug users on the Isle of Man have been urged to take additional care after a warning about contaminated street drugs in the UK. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Motivate says some commonly used substances, including heroin, illicit opiate-based pills and spice, have been mixed with synthetic opioids known as nitazenes. Nitazenes can be thousands of times stronger than heroin, so people who use them inadvertently, even in small amounts, can be at high risk of overdose or death. The Addiction Services charity says whilst it doesn't know if they've yet reached Manx shores, it wants to warn people in case they do. As a result, Motivate has joined other drug services in the United Kingdom in sharing information to try and reduce potential harm. Whilst it says it's safest not to use drugs, it's advising people who do to consider changing the way they use them in order to avoid overdose and keep themselves safe. This includes not mixing different drugs, including alcohol, only using one drug at a time, not using drugs alone or letting others use them alone, watching out for signs of overdose, including things like difficulty breathing, blue colouring to the lips or fingertips, unresponsiveness and limp limbs, and carrying naloxone, which can be obtained from Motivate and other agencies on the island. Anyone who is concerned or who wants support can contact Motivate on 0808 1624 627 or 999 if it's an emergency.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
International Distribution Services, formerly known as Royal Mail in the UK, proposed an end to daily second-class deliveries by Royal Mail today in its submission to Ofcom on the future of the universal service in a bid to save £300 million per year. The FTSE 250 company said the response came in light of Ofcom's conclusion that the universal service reform was needed due to a significant decline in letter volumes over recent years. It said Royal Mail's proposal, developed after extensive consultation with various stakeholders, aimed to address evolving customer needs while ensuring the efficiency, reliability and financial sustainability of the service. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. Households in Europe are installing solar panels as fencing after prices have plummeted. The biggest cost with installing solar panels is in the labour and scaffolding needed to put them on roofs. The price of the panels themselves is falling in a race to the bottom, one analyst told the Financial Times, following a glut of production in China. Panels cost around half of what they did a year ago, falling to 10 euro cents per watt, according to Bloomberg. One Italian producer told the Financial Times it would be impossible to invest in the European market once prices fell below 15 euro cents per watt. China produced about 60% of the world's solar panels last year, according to Bloomberg. European producers have asked the EU for assistance to protect the sector. Using the panels as fencing in most cases won't produce as much energy, as they'll not be well aligned to the sun as they are on roofs, but householders are choosing to take advantage of the low unit price and dual-sided versions and have been installed to catch more sun. Another trend in Europe is for households to install solar panels on balconies.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher. The dollar index held near its highest level for over 4 months. Oil extended gains and gold took a breather as growing tensions in the Middle East and the US interest rate cut hopes continued to push investors to a safe haven asset. The numbers from Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 is up 0.3%, 7,937. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.5% at the close, 18,373. A short time ago, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up almost 0.2%, 39,242. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.5% at 16,332. And the S&P 500 in the Midwest up 0.4%, 5,226. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1, 26.3 cents, 1 euro, 16.6 cents, and 23 South African rand, 58.9 cents. And in commodities, gold's up 0.25%, 2,283 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.6% at $89.53.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookall later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years. This is Manx Radio.
There are no plans for a board set up to oversee the performance of senior civil servants to publish an annual report. The Operational Performance Board was established as part of a review into the Isle of Man civil service following the outcome of the Dr. Rosalind Ranson Tribunal. That story with Sean Cowper.
The board's role is to provide high-level oversight of operations performance across government and to enhance support and governance for the Isle of Man government's chief executive. It also includes routine reporting on government departments' progress, productivity and performance. While not a decision-making body, the board can recommend policy development subject to approval by the Council of Ministers. Its formation followed a series of reviews into the civil service in the aftermath of the Ranson Tribunal, which saw the island's former medical director awarded a record-breaking payout after being unfairly dismissed for whistleblowing. In a recent Timwald written question, MLC Rob Mercer asked the Chief Minister whether he'd consider publishing an annual report on the activities of the board. In his response, Alfred Cannon says there is no plan to produce such a report, but he is happy to provide an executive summary at the end of the calendar year. He adds that the board is committed to looking at key performance indicators and how best to report these in the future.
Manx Radio Sport.
Vastamai Sports Editor Rob Pritchard.
Vastamai, good evening. Starting in motorsport, and ACU Events Limited has secured a new 10-year deal to remain as race organiser of the Isle of Man TT races. The agreement will see the organisation continue in the role up to the conclusion of the 2033 event, 25 years after it first took responsibility for delivering the races in 2008. The process will continue to be led by Clerk of the Course, Gary Thompson. ACU's ongoing responsibilities will cover all elements of racing on the Snaefell Mountain course, including course preparation, controlling on-course activity, providing marshal and medical cover, as well as appointing race officials and training newcomers. Staying with motorsport, and Paul Jordan will lead out the Supersport class for the first time at this year's TT. It comes as the top 20 seeded riders for the category have been confirmed for the 2024 event. Jordan at number one will be followed by Jamie Coward, who moves up two spots to number two, with Dean Harrison third away. Elsewhere, Ian Hutchinson on his TT return comes in at number four, whilst double Supersport TT winner in 2023 and lap record holder in the class, Michael Dunn, Dunlop remains at number 6. Meanwhile, Josh Brooks will return to the class for the first time since 2018 behind Dunlop, whilst Craig Neave has earned his first top 10 place at number 9. Lee Johnston and Gary Johnson, who were both ruled out of last year's event through separate injuries, are currently registered at number 13 and number 17 respectively. You can see the full top 20 list for the 2024 Supersport class at Manx Radio's dedicated motorsport website at motorsport.manxradio.com. And in football, FC Isle of Man's away trip to Earlham has been postponed again due to poor weather conditions. The Ravens have been due to face the Manchester-based side in a rearranged tie at 7:45pm tonight. However, the match has been called off due to a waterlogged pitch at the RG3 Digital Stadium. As a result, FC Isle of Man's next match will be at home against Lower Breck this Saturday, the 6th of April, kicking off at 6pm.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Some delays at Ronald's Way. Inbound, the 525 Loganair from Manchester won't be in until 7:30. The 630 EasyJet from Belfast on time. 7:25 Loganair from Edinburgh's on time. The 7:35 EasyJet from Gatwick's on time. The 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfer won't be in until 8:45. And the 10:09 Loganair from London City won't be in until 10:45 tonight. Outbound, the 5:30 Loganair to London City, leaving at 7 o'clock. The 6 o'clock Loganair to Liverpool out at 8. 7 o'clock to Belfast International, the EasyJet's on time. The 5:08 Loganair to Edinburgh is on time. And the 8:05 EasyJet back to London Gatwick on time. On the roads, temporary lights on the Coast Road at Knockshary at the Switchback Junction for drainage work. Face closures on the Starvey Road for water main work and water main work on Ballachill Ferry Road in Colby and the Kindrocket Road in Antrius. Temporary lights on the TT course between Bishop's Court and Balath. Temporary lights on Braddon Road near Strang Close for a pedestrian crossing. And temporary lights in Laxey on New Road between Old Laxey Hill and Lurgy Graw. Hillside Avenue to Circular Road closed for adjacent office window replacement in Douglas. Section of Switzerland Road's closed till November for construction work. Temporary lights on Brighton Terrace, Douglas, at the Mount Bradder Junction, and lights on Lord Street, replacing the existing Pellier pedestrian crossing lights near Ridgeway Street. Temporary lights on Andreas Road, north of the village, and lights at Lazare Road near Glen Alden for wall work. And remember, Hillbury to the mountain, Sulby to the mountain, Bagarrow to the mountain, and Ramsey to the mountain. Matrix signs showing fog on the mountain road.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
The first of this season's cruise liners with 180 passengers and 70 crew on board visited the Isle of Man today. The Spitsbergen, operated by the Hurtigruten Line, is the first of 44 vessels due to visit the Isle of Man this season. Peter Bashforth is a cruise consultant to the Isle of Man Government and explains what preparations are made ahead of cruise visits.
We actually have a pre-arrival meeting before every ship calls, so we had that this morning with all the kind of key stakeholders. So yeah, everything's ticked and ready to go. We talk about the number of passengers that are on board and crew, the plans for the day, what tours are going to happen, where they're going to go. And we check transport availability, make sure the sites are all expecting us, guides are all available, and everyone basically knows what the plan is, so that if on occasion when things do go wrong, we're all in a better position to react and make sure that we can make it go right as quickly as possible. What has happened in the past as well is we've changed the port. So last year we had one ship went down to Port Eyre, and so at the last minute you're changing all the plans. We always try and persuade them to call, make sure they're here before 8 and leave after 6 to give us a full day, because obviously we have logistical issues on the island. We have a limited amount of coaches, buses and guides, so we have to try and utilize those twice when we have the bigger ships. So we tend to talk to the cruise lines and try and plan ahead and make sure we've got enough time to give them the service that they want, but also to try and ensure that we get the maximum into the Manx economy that we can.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
Motor vessel Manxman left Heysham at 17 minutes past 2. She's just getting to the outskirts of Douglas Bay at the moment on the link span in the next 15 minutes. Leaving this evening at 7:45, arriving in Heysham at 11:30. Overnight departure 2:15, back to Douglas at 6 tomorrow morning. The fast craft left Douglas at 3 o'clock. She'd docked in Liverpool about 10 minutes ago. Leaving this evening at 7:15, back to Douglas at 10. Tomorrow morning's departures, Manannan, the fast craft, leaves Douglas for Dublin at 7 o'clock. and Manxman's 8:45 departure brought forward 45 minutes to depart at 8 o'clock. The Isle of Man's former top meteorologist is warning failure to mitigate climate effects will lead to consequences beyond our ability to manage. Adrian Cowan spent 40 years at the Ronaldsway Met Office and says current forecasts highlight alarming implications.
The current set of climate predictions indicate in the next few decades the Isle of Man, like other parts of the British Isles, will continue to see a rising temperatures, increased winter rainfall, an increased probability of some heat waves and associated droughts. And the other impact is the sea level rise. And as a nation on the island, we'll have to consider about those impacts, flood resilience, both on the land and on our coasts, and impacts to our networks, road networks, power distribution networks, also the impacts on our farming community. We're going to see further impacts, outcomes to our natural world, the biodiversity, our crops, our yields, maybe even because of warming seas as well as rising sea levels, an impact to the variety of species that are available in our fishing grounds.
We know that the government has what it describes as ambitious net zero targets. Are those realistic, what they've set out?
I think they are realistic and reasonable. It's now getting in the buy-in, shall we say, of organisations, businesses and the public, that we all have to work towards these targets, and we have a responsibility to do that, because otherwise there is a legacy issue. If we haven't started to adapt and build mitigations, it will be seen to be doing too little too late. And the transition to a net zero economy and island works better if you do have a reasonable lead-in period starting now for 10, 20, 30 years and beyond. The sooner you start, the better to do that. Not to do that means you would have difficulty having the resource to adapt at a later date.
That's it for Update Tonight, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Siobhan Fletcher. After the news at 6, Harry Kane's along with the arts programme Spotlight Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley. At 6:30, the Opera Hour with Ernie Thorne at 9, and I'm back tomorrow at 5:30.